Welcome to Flow, Flying Solo. Whatever. I'm not going to do the peace sign because that's stupid. Okay. Welcome to Full Out. We were just talking about how, like, I think that my name, Brittany, and like, I'm like a petite blonde woman. Like, people assume that I'm going to be one thing, and I feel like I'm so not that thing. But then sometimes I find myself in places where I'm like, I really look like I fit in here. Like, I joined a mom's group, second time mom's group. I don't know why I thought I needed to learn how to be a mom for the second time, because I was like, you're already a mom. You know what you're doing. And it was in Westwood, and I was like, Westwood is like has a very, like, you know, everyone drives like a white Range Rover kind of a vibe, and people are like moms, you know, with blonde hair. And like, I looked around and I was like, yeah, I really look like I belong here, but like, I really feel like I don't belong here. And it made me like think of all these jobs that I had when I first got here, because when I first moved to LA, I had, you know, to have all these side hustles. And basically, you go to college, you get to LA, you shred your college diploma immediately. Especially if you're a female, don't tell anyone you have a college diploma, because then they'll be like, oh, she might be smart. We don't want to work with her. She's going to be a problem. So I feel like I got here and I was working at a restaurant, but then my friend owned this princess party company. And I was like, I just looked up to her so much. I met her in a women's group. It was like actresses supporting actresses to become actresses. And I was like, I was like, she was a bit older than me. And I was like, she's so cool. You know, I just was like, I really like her. She'd probably, you know, played like a dead body on Law and Order SVU. And I was like, I have got to be this girl. And she owned a princess party company, because she also like looks like me and sounds like me, but she's like, you know, in a different way, in her own, like, she's gorgeous, like a really cool, like, whatever. Basically what I'm trying to say is she has boobs and I don't, and I didn't know how to say that without just saying that. Guys, my dad bought all three of his wives a boob job. And so I'm just like still waiting for mine, dad. Would it be weird to ask my dad to pay for mine? I bet he has like a punch card somewhere, like buy three, get the fourth free. I've like lost, I had no boobs, and then I breastfed two kids, and I'm like, oh my God, I feel like my 5-year-old daughter has more boobs than me at this point. So if you see me next year with a boob job, my dad probably paid for it. Okay. Anyways, what am I talking about? I really like this girl, like, owned this princess party company, and I was like, I feel like this is a role that I was born to play. I was like, finally, I can use my real voice and people will be like, wow, you're perfect for this. And so I started working for this princess party company, but it was like high-end LA princess birthday parties. And I was like, you know, newly out here, and I was like, this is great. I'm going to get myself in front of industry power players. They're going to see me playing a part. And I thought I was going to like help my career. Somehow I was like, I'm acting by doing these parties. And I would show up and I was like, you know, we had all our bits. Like I remember she taught me how to do princess party. I moved into the same building as this girl. Like, I definitely single white female, this girl. I moved into her building. I lived above her. She lived below me. She taught me how to be a princess. I'd go down to her apartment. We'd drink wine and she'd teach me how to face paint and stuff, because I also had to face paint. And I would always be like, I can do a heart, a star, a butterfly, and a flower, because I'm terrible at drawing. And I remember kids would be like, I want like a Spider-Man riding a comet through like a waterfall. And I'd be like, I can do a heart, a star, a butterfly, and a flower. One time I was doing a princess party. It was like a very fancy, it was at a very fancy restaurant. All the kids were dressed like beautifully in like designer clothes. And this girl asked me to paint her face like a zombie. And I was like, yeah, I can. I was like, if your mom says it's okay, because she's like, I just want my face white with blood tears. And I was like, that seems easy enough. I was like, you have to ask your mom first. So she goes and asks her mom, and she's like, my mom said it's okay. So I paint this girl's face like a zombie with blood tears coming out of her eyes. Her mom walks up as I'm putting on the final blood tear and is like, oh my God, what are you doing? Like, and apparently she didn't ask her mom. That's when I learned kids are liars. And she had to go wash her face off in the bathroom. But anyways, I became like a pretty in-demand princess for like high-end LA princess parties. And I kind of forgot that I came here to act because I was just like being a princess all the time. There were days where I would change princess costumes in my car like 4 times. And my friend who lived below me, we would just hang princess dresses on each other's doors and like pass them back and forth like that. And I was really good at playing Tinkerbell, you know, like a tiny fairy with a lot of attitude. That was like my specialty. And I remember, so it was like I'd been working for like a year or something. And I don't know, I had a feeling like she was gonna get married and like pass on the company to me or something. I started to be like, she's gonna ask me to like take over the company and like I'm gonna be the CEO. And I don't even really know what that is, but like I'm gonna be it. And she asked me to do a really big party. And I was like, okay, clearly she's, you know, training me to take over. Oh my God. And so she's like, I need you to do this really big party. It's with her. It's a Persian christening at the Beverly Hills Four Seasons. And I was like, amazing. Like, I don't know. I just completely lost track of why I even came to LA. And I get to the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills. Never been there before. But I'm wearing fairy wings. I valet my Honda Civic. And I get out and I'm dressed as a fairy at the Beverly Hills Four Seasons. And I'm like, well, I thought I was going to be here for like a premiere or something one day, or like a red carpet, not dressed as a fairy. And I start to walk in and it's like E! Entertainment is there. And there's cameras everywhere. There's like this, there's people on stilts. There's aerialists. There's so many performers there. And I'm like, what is going on? And I walk up, I find my friend who's like with the mother of the baby, the mother of the baby who's one, and the grandma, and the baby is dressed in head to toe Dolce & Gabbana. And I was like, yeah, the first time I thought I would come here, I thought I would be dressed like you, like that baby. And I was like, not like a fairy. And the mom and the grandma are like discussing, because I'm told I'm going to have to present this baby to the room, to a ballroom full of 500 of her closest family and friends. And I was like, this baby has way more of a social life than I do. She's way better dressed than me. And I, in a wheelbarrow covered in roses. So like, we want you to like wheel her out, walk her around the room dressed as a fairy. And I was like, I know I look like perfect for this, but I so don't want to be doing this right now. I'm so not this person. And the grandma and the mom are like talking like, what's the baby's favorite song? We should wheel her out to her favorite song. And the mom's like, it's Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. And I was like, what? Baby's favorite song is Lady Gaga's Bad Romance? And they're like, we don't have it. And my friend who owned the company whispered to me, she's like, I have it. And I was like, you have got to tell them that you have it, because this just like has to be something that happens in our life right now, that I wheeled this baby out to Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. And so we give it to them. They like open the doors and I have to like wheel this baby around. And at that moment I was like, oh my God, I came here to act. I was like, and I'm wheeling a baby around in a wheelbarrow covered in roses at the Beverly Hills Four Seasons. I was like, wait, what am I doing? What am I doing? And I was just like panicking because I had to do multiple laps. And I was like, this is not how I want people to see me. I don't want anybody, like, I don't want any like producer, director, anything to be like, oh yeah, I know that girl. She's that fairy from the Four Seasons. Like, I just was like, no, I don't want this. I was like, I don't want them to think this is who I like am. I don't know. And I ended up stopping doing that job. I did like a few other jobs like that too, but I just like, I did one job where I was Snow White at Griffith Park, and I accidentally locked my whole princess suitcase in my trunk, and I had to call AAA. So I had to like make up a bunch of games for the kids, and because I had no princess materials, and the mom was like, on the phone with AAA, she's like, Snow White, what color is your carriage? And I was like, it's black. It's a black carriage. It's parked on the other side of Griffith Park. And then I had to get in this like tow truck with the AAA guy or something. Cause he like wouldn't, he wanted to go all the way around Griffith Park, which would have taken 20 minutes. I was like, do you know I'm supposed to be like entertaining kids right now? And I was dressed as Snow White, and I was like cussing this guy out nonstop. I was like, just drive across the fucking park. Who cares? Just like cut through there. And like, well, I'm like a Snow White wig. And so, you know, maybe it wasn't the job for me. But now my daughter is obsessed with hiring princesses for birthday parties. And we know a girl who's really good at it, way better than I was at it, way, way better. I wish I could remember the name of her company because she is incredible. And we've seen her at multiple parties. And when my daughter was like three, we weirdly ran into her as like Sleeping Beauty at one party and then as Ariel at the next party. And she went up to my daughter when she was dressed as Ariel and she was like, hi, Sleeping Beauty told me that she met you and she told me all about you. And my daughter just like about passed out and died. But I go to all these kids' parties now and I see other princesses who are not the one that I like to hire. And I'm just like, ugh, I feel you, girl. I feel so bad for you right now. I feel so bad for you. I'm like, you're doing it. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job with that face paint and that magic trick. And I used to get a lot of phone numbers from weird uncles on like Spider-Man napkins or things like that handed to me as I left the party. And I was like, you don't have to go on a date with any of those uncles. You're going to be fine. You're going to find somebody. So like, I don't know. I just feel like, I really went for it and I lost myself in it. And now I'm back. All right. We have some full out stories from some of our listeners who sent in full out stories. I'm so excited to read them. Thanks for sending stories, guys. This is so fun. Okay. Taylor says, hello. So this is a throwback full out story. Hope that's okay. Yeah, that's totally fine. What if I was like, nope, next. Okay. In fifth grade, we were assigned reports on world leaders, like a written report and presentation talking with note cards. And I was assigned Queen Liliuokalani. I did my report in full costume in front of a 10-foot volcano, a 10-foot volcano that I built that erupted with dry ice. I made the class and teacher go outside for my presentation and I still go full out like this every day. Oh my gosh. That is next level. I wish I was friends with this person when they were a kid because I feel like we really would have bonded. This is a 10-foot volcano. Like, I mean, how do you even know how to do that when you're in what grade? Fifth grade. I love this. Also, how do you transport a 10-foot volcano to school? I think, I don't know if I said this on here, but I used to do all of my book reports were given, assigned to me as book reports. So you'd stand up and read in front of the class. And I was like, okay, mine is going to be different. Mine is going to, I did one book report as if I was a radio DJ. And I remember I played Ace of Base because I had the Ace of Base tape. And so I played I Saw the Sign. So I was like, that was I Saw the Sign by Ace of Base. And now to talk about, you know, I don't know what book it even was, like, that I would just like do my book report in weird ways. Just, and then I did one as like I made a video and I directed it, starred in it, and edited it on a VCR with my stepdad because that's how we used to have to edit things on the VCR. And it was, everybody else was just reading a book report. I once dressed up as Mary Lou Retton because I was doing a book report on this gymnast, Mary Lou Retton, who I loved. And I sat in the splits. I wore a leotard and sat in the splits the whole time I gave my book report. And everyone else just stood and read theirs. So this person feels like my soulmate, my childhood soulmate, because I feel like you took it to a level even greater than I did. All right. Hi, Full Out team. Quick Full Out write-in. But I was grandfathered in at the original New York Pilates membership price and could go unlimited. So I went every morning before work and did two-a-days on a Saturday and Sunday. I mean, who could waste that? I mean, I get it. If you get a deal, you got to use it to the max. That is, but two-a-days at Pilates, that's so boring. Pilates, I find Pilates so boring. I need something like an extreme kind of workout because I was a cheerleader for so long, but I always go in and I'm like, I want like an intense workout that's not going to build any muscle. And they're like, what are you doing here? Like, I don't know. I just don't want to have muscles. I feel like I can get muscles. I'm little, but I think I can, being a gymnast and stuff, my body like knows how to do it quickly. So I can, yeah, whatever. Maybe not relatable at all, except to a couple of gymnasts out there. Okay. So we have a cheerleader who wrote in. Here we go. Hello. So last year I wanted my whole cheer squad to be disco balls for theme night and they didn't want to do it. So they danced around me and I made myself a big real disco ball. I mean, guys, why didn't you want to be a disco ball? That's the best theme to be. I feel like I was kind of like that too, where it's like I couldn't get people on board with my crazy ideas. And I was so annoyed always that I was like, why is nobody doing my thing? I remember my sister's a year younger than me and we used to have to spend the whole summer with our dad. Our parents got divorced and this is a bit of a backstory, but we were living in Venezuela. My parents got divorced. I moved back to Texas with my mom and my little sister, and my dad stayed in Venezuela. When my parents told us we were getting divorced, this is a tangent, but when my parents told us they were getting a divorce and we were moving, I think I was 6 and I was crying. My dad was crying. My mom was crying, and my sister thought she should be crying too. So she started fake crying and she was like, oh, like, and then she'd be like, but am I going to get to go to the same school as Brittany? And my mom would be like, yeah. And she's like, So anyways, it made all of us start laughing during the divorce conversation. But we would have to go to Venezuela for the whole summer and be with my dad. And I was such an intense gymnast and we couldn't do gymnastics in Venezuela. And I was so worried about the fact that we were going to lose all of our skills. So I made up this intense schedule for my sister and I. And I was like, we have to sit in each split for 30 minutes. And my mom had also bought me like a CD before I left. I got Spice Girls. It was my first CD. And I think my sister got Celine Dion. And I was like, and we're going to learn all the lyrics to these songs while we sit in the splits. And she never wanted to do my plan. And it kind of ruined my life. I was so annoyed with her because I was like, this is a great plan. Just like get on board. Just like that disco thing. I think that was a great plan. So I'm glad you did it anyways because they're missing out. All right. Thanks, guys. Make sure you send us your Full Out stories. You can DM us. You can send us a voice memo. You can DM us a voice memo. You can use email. You can use all the methods that you can send things. You can send us something to thoughts@fulloutpod.com. That's an email. You can DM us on our Instagram, but we want to hear your stories. We want to hear how crazy you are. I think it's good for us to all hear how crazy everybody else is so we feel better about ourselves. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye. I did it again. I did the peace sign again. Oh, my God.